"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I think we should spend the weekend with the protesters outside Kevin Leone's house.
Oh, God, that would be fun, huh?
Yeah, let's see what they're up to and pass some time. Maybe bring them some pizza.
You know, they just sit around until a TV camera shows up.
You know what? They're not there when the TV's not there?
No, they're there, but they're just sitting in their tents, sleeping. Maybe they're
stunned. Oh, I saw them in chairs looking at their iPads and phones.
Yeah. So the protest, 99% of the time, is nothing but people sitting on the lawn.
And, well, yeah, it's like an Occupy situation. Yeah. You think they should be standing and yelling the entire day?
Well, because, if they only start shouting when the TV cameras show up, then are they really protesting something, or are they performing for the cameras?
They're delivering a message by sitting on his lawn or on the sidewalk not leaving here till you quit.
I think he heard the message.
I know.
And you just say, hey, I don't quit.
They had a virtual meeting today, but I guess he wasn't a part of it. I saw just a quick screenshot
of
the collective heads on Zoom or whatever.
You get to miss a certain number of meetings consecutively before you get into some kind of disciplinary situation. Yeah. So he knows how many weeks he can take off over this.
Oh, he spent the last 2 weeks figuring this all out, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's got attorneys. And, he's been around. God, he was in the Senate for 12 years. He made it to the top of the Senate. He was the Senate president. So
that tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. This is what the Democratic Party turned into, a leader.
Many reminds me of Tony Villar. They're just kind of stumbling and bumbling.
Yeah, but they do? They take on all the proper progressive positions. You know, he's passed all these climate change bills, which are utterly pointless, haven't done anything for the atmosphere at all. It's all cosmetic in terms of how it affects
the atmosphere.
He did
tick off homeless activists, though, because he wanted to do something about the homeless in his district.
Well, because he's getting crap from normal people. The one thing the normal people care about, two things, is the homelessness and the crime. So they've all gotten a lot of garbage from their normal people residents.
I expect the next thing we're going to hear is somebody's going to start a recall effort. Just got to happen, right?
There were two previously against him.
It's the same woman.
Yeah.
It was over homelessness. And I heard her interviewed, and I wouldn't hold out much hope. Just they fizzled rather quickly. It was one woman that tried both times.
If nobody gets called over the homelessness, if nobody gets recalled over homelessness, nobody's going to get recalled over anything. He's not going to get recalled because of a couple of minor comments.
All right. Well, we got the voice line coming up in 10 minutes. Also, the final keyword of the day for your chance for the inflation cash bonus, the cash contest.
Oh, and to the extent... you know, that he's the same ethnicity as most of his voters, they're not going to turn on him that way. It would have been different if he was another ethnicity who had insulted the voters of that district, but he didn't. So there's not going to be the fire to recall.
I find it hard to believe, though, this will take 2 years to play out, that he'll actually still be there in 2 years looking for re-election. But Could be wrong. Yesterday, the big story around this time was that a jury in the case of James Heaps, the former UCLA gynecologist and oncologist, had reached a split decision. Speaking of split decisions, the New York Times and the Washington Post should get their legal people together, because the Washington Post says he faces 28 years in prison. The New York Times has it at 21. This is the maximum. So somebody probably did some calculating on the counts he was found guilty, and I guess they disagreed on. He was found guilty of three counts: sexual battery by fraud, and then two counts, sexual penetration of an unconscious person. So overall, it was five felonies, but I guess when they try to figure out the prison time, both are rather long. The man, I forget, I think he's in his 60s.
It may be that one calculation is that some of the sentencing will be concurrent. You'll be serving a sentence at the same time for two
that often
crimes.
Happens. Right.
So maybe one of the calculations takes that into account.
That could be. He'll be sentenced on November 17th. Obviously, they're probably going to appeal this. The jury was unable to reach a decision on a number of other counts against Heaps. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon does not know right now whether or not they're going to try to retry him on those counts. But it looks like, and we had hoped to have an attorney on the air from Manley Stewart and Finaldi, but our phones don't work. So they were going to help us explain how they thought this was a victory, that because he was found guilty.
Maybe they could call my cell phone. I'll hold it up to the mic.
That might have to be the case come Monday if we don't have any.
I have done that for you guys for an interview.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I forgot.
How do you get that on the air? Oh, the speakerphone?
I literally put my phone up to the microphone.
I remember you.
Right,
doing
but
that.
They're on the speakerphone.
Yes.
So we can hear it through the. Oh, we have done that. Okay, well. The two sides clearly presented complete different stories. Dr. Heap's lawyer was Leonard Levine, who said that these women sexualized what were routine exams. Now, Heap's faced allegations that, this is weird, he used a painful vaginal examination technique, that he inappropriately touched women during exams, unnecessarily touched a patient's genital piercing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
People do that?
Well, yeah, they do that. You didn't know that?
No.
People pierce themselves there.
They do? Women pierce their genitals?
They do.
Deborah, is this
don't
true?
No, I don't, first of all.
You've never heard of genital piercing?
No. I thought you guys were asking me a very personal question. So
No, I wasn't.
Of course we were.
Yes. So, no, I have not, and I don't know anybody who has, but I'm sure there are plenty of people who have.
Oh,
just
wow.
Like guys, I'm sure, have done that.
Guys do that, too?
I'm sure.
Yes, guys do that, too.
What are they...
Use your imagination.
No,
think
I don't
about
want
sort
to.
Of the excess flailing skin,
exactly.
Kind of like right through there. Ugh. Maybe at the tip, John.
Why?
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 You'd have to ask somebody who's done it.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not meet them.
Do guys tattoo that part too? Like put tattoos on it?
Like a little smiley face?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know people like that.
Is that what you would do, a smiley face?
Yeah.
And so probably. When you become engorged, it's really a happy.
Oh, my God, Ken.
It's like a big happy balloon.
Oh. And, you know, this is actually a very sensitive story we're doing. I don't know how this happened.
Hey, but that's your fault.
What I wanted to ask our guest, maybe you can pretend to be our guest, is was it that the jury believe some of the women, because it was, I think it was seven women they presented, and it was a more limited period of time. They wanted to just convict him on more recent cases. Did they not believe some aspects of what the women told and thought that others might be more routine?
I guess, I mean, there's no evidence really other than the women's
stories.
Yeah, it's
stories. Just their stories, exactly.
Once you establish.
Because the defense attorney insisted there was another person, a female, in the room the whole time he did these exams. They insisted that was the case. And I'm thinking, with every woman that he saw over all, he was there for decades.
Well, then that woman would testify and said that
nothing inappropriate happened.
Right.
Right. That's, and maybe they did. I didn't follow every aspect of the trial. Maybe there was somebody.
You know, there's only so much time in the world. And when I see a case where you have literally hundreds of women all claiming the same thing, it's like, he's guilty. I don't have time to
look. You don't believe in mass delusion? No. Mass hysteria and mass, I want some money?
Oh, mass, I want some money, sure. I mean, I'll grant a certain percentage were glamons who saw a payday, sure.
Yes.
I mean, basically, it's a class action lawsuit, and so you'll get people who'll do that.
Yeah, they have settled, over $700 million worth.
But also, doing this sort of thing is really traumatic. Nobody really wants to be deposed in front of hostile defense attorneys, because those guys are really psychotic, and they just
dig into your private life.
They savage you and your sex life, and they not only depose you, but they get private investigators to harass all your old boyfriends to find out what stuff you did with the boyfriends, and basically they paint all the women as mental patients. So I don't know how much money is worth going through that.
Yeah. Imagine, though, the shock if years from now we find out that this is similar to, remember the big scandal back in the 80s that children were being sexually abused at daycare.
The McMartin daycare center, yeah.
Because they were children, you can understand how
that's the thing. You could plant stories in a four-year-old's brain, which is what they did.
Yeah, it's what happened.
A 21-year-old woman, you can't plant it, that same story in 700 different women.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a little skeptical of certain people who get into certain lines of work. I just am. And now we have too many of these male gynecologists who work primarily for colleges dealing with young women. And now I start to wonder, you know, it's like the priest thing. You get into that business because you've got access for your weird sexual perversion.
All right. When we return, first thing you're going to hear is the big announcement about that keyword. Well, you could win some inflation bonus money.
Last one of the second week.
Thing you're going to hear, John Cobalt will tell you how you can go about maybe winning it.
Yeah.
Then you're going to hear the Moist Line.
Last chance of the week to win money.
It is. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up after 5:30, a listener just forwarded us a story that is so great, it's moved right to the top of the show.
Is that right?
He actually sent it and said, John will love this.
Oh, I've got something to live for.
I almost thought it was a parody story like The Onion. It's real. Let's bring out the Moist Line.
I'll put my exit bag down for another 20 minutes.
Just when you think you've heard everything from the progressive left, wait till you hear what's going on in this story. John and Ken show, we got the Moist Line. You can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
We will never end homelessness. We will never end violence. We will never end drug addiction, et cetera, et cetera.
Biden, Mr. Biden, he's ruining America.
My fifth grade teacher told us why we need to know history, and it's so that we don't repeat the bad parts. So let's just start knocking down some more monuments. Let's just start throwing everything out that we know so that in a few more years, we just repeat all of that bad history all over again.
The greatest victory for taxpayers in history was Prop 13 in California in 1978.
Yes.
And when the progressives repeal it, you'll see the great exodus from California.
If they can print their own money, why am I paying taxes?
Deborah, Mark, I'm with you. There's room for all of God's creatures right next to the mashed potatoes.
I don't think you guys. Gotcha. It's like New York City may have its problems, but we're nothing like L.A. And you guys got to get it together somehow. And my condolences go out to everybody there.
I'd like to know when we as a society want to stop gun violence, why the California legislature wants to remove gun enhancements and sentencing for criminals. Does that make sense, or am I just like, is the world inverted?
If we're called for jury duty, we need gas money. I ain't spending $100
gas for jury duty just to hang around outside.
This is a chance for Californians to get a money-back guarantee. If you elect Caruso and keep Villanueva, that's like a money-back guarantee because they're going to stop the waste and make progress.
John, Ken, you're not going to believe this. Nuri Martinez just landed a new job. She's not head of the Chamber of Commerce in Martha's Vineyard.
I know exactly who released that audio tape. It was Bonin. He's bulletproof now. You can't touch him. Anything you say is just going to be just going after a man who's hurting so bad. Brilliant move, Bonin. Brilliant.
What the f***? I just filled my gas tank. It costs more to fill my gas tank than to pay my cable bill. Are you kidding me?
Does that dope in the White House think that we're supposed to feel better when he says that inflation is worldwide? He started it the first day. He was so gleeful when he was sitting there reversing everything that Trump had worked so hard to do. He gave away our energy independence.
We are doing the exact opposite with what we need to do to truly bring people together. The military is a good example. The military of old used to do everything they could to basically treat you as one. You weren't identified by your race, by your color, by your gender. But now it seems like we're obsessed with pointing out the differences with one another. And all that does is draw animosity.
That knucklehead old blah blah sounds just like Kamala. Huh? Word soup.
Hey, how about that gas rebate? Everybody get their gas rebate? I didn't get mine. How's that working out for everybody, I wonder?
These council people guarantee you're going to find a lot of discrepancies in their work, kickbacks. You see how corrupt it is. That's why they're hanging on to the exposure and not get exposed.
With the holidays approaching, we need to bring the homeless into the fold. And the first holiday coming up is Halloween. So why don't we have a statewide or even just citywide tent or treat? Woohoo! Yeah, homeless!
Ask anybody who has never said derogatory racist term in their life, and they are our age, they're liars.
I'm so sad to see what has happened to Westchester Park. It is absurd and it is disgusting. Yeah, they need to do something about that idiot.
Taxes and fees and fees. Gavin Newsom loves all of these.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice that Kevin DeLeon's mother called into the city council hotline and left her message.
John, I'm with you, man. I don't trust the polls. And from what I see, more black people are talking about voting for Caruso, Karen Bass.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah, running out of time. Make sure you vote for Rick Caruso for L.A. mayor. That's about the only thing we can do that will possibly right the ship someday.
If you didn't hear, he was on the show yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour, but you could go to the iHeartRadio app and go to the John and Ked podcast for yesterday, the 4 p.m. hour, and listen to him. You know what struck me today about his appearance? The way he spoke, he was very clear and detailed when he was describing one of the ways that they were going to build housing for people. And it's those manufactured box housing where they create in 90 minutes and a 400 square foot home,
right?
Which is a real thing. I mentioned that I saw this. My wife actually saw it on the internet one day and she forwarded it to me and I was watching. It was fascinating how they have this whole factory method of creating instant housing. But I mean, he was very detailed. And I thought about how did Garcetti answer all those questions? You'd get 17 minutes of gas. Vague, airy, indistinct, nonspecific, jargon phrases. It was all nonsense. And that's the thing. The way people talk is the way they think, is the way they execute, it's the way they govern. And Garcetti governed LA for 9 years like he was completely like lost in space. His head was out in the clouds somewhere.
Oh, but he makes eloquent, wordy, flowery, wordy speeches, but it's all a tap dance,
it's
right?
It's nothing of substance.
No.
Here, I'm listening to Caruso, and what he said is, look, I've been 35 years building things. I know how to build things. And he's describing how these manufactured homes are built and how the whole thing would work. And I'm thinking, okay, that's how he's going to govern. He's going to have a meeting and say, all right, who can build some kind of structure affordably, because they're only $60,000, not $700,000. 60,000. Who does that? Oh, this company does it. How do they do it? This is how they do it. Okay, how fast can they make these? How many can we buy? That's what he's going to do. Where can we put them? Where's the space to put them? And they'll find answers to all those questions. Here's the money. Here's the company. Here's the time frame. Here's the place to put them. I don't think Garcetti did that one day in 9.5 years. Did he have a conversation like that?
All right. You got more Moistline people in about 20, 25 minutes. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, we'll see in about 15 minutes what salient points the next Moistline callers have to give us, right?
Salient
It'll be on message. Salient and on message. You want me to drop some more? Guess who just did another interview?
Who?
His third in a couple of days.
Oh.
Kevin Leone. He sat down with Mark Brown, ABC7. And he says he can't step down because my council district needs me. And then he explained it. If I step aside and I'm replaced by a non-voting council member, they'll lose their voice. But how's that?
That's what happened to Mark Ridley Thomas's district.
Yeah, but they could have a quicker special election because Mark Ridley Thomas is facing a trial. And that's why they can't fill that seat yet, I guess, because he could take it back if he's acquitted, right?
Right, right. This special election still would probably take a few months.
So you're buying this argument from Leon?
I am buying that he wants to keep that $207,000 salary.
Yes, I think plus, so. And so he can figure out his next step.
Healthcare, pension.
He's waiting for Fabian Nunez to call with a PR firm
and
job.
You know, and then, you know, any potential bribes that are out there.
He can join Tony Villar on a listening tour.
I'm sure there's some developer with booze, gambling trips, and girls for him. So...
I like this, though. Two interviews wasn't enough. He did Univision and CBS2. Now he's on Channel 7. Yeah. What do we got left? Channel 4? 9?
Is there
11?
Any organized group that's really going public from his district voters? The normal people.
Normal people?
I'm waiting to hear from normal people with all issues now.
I don't know what that means anymore. Like, everybody's crazy.
You know, non-activists. People who don't sleep in tents overnight in front of somebody's house. Let's start with people who go to their own house after coming home from a job. All right, that's the first criteria, is do you have your own home and do you have a job?
I'm sure a lot of them in his district would kind of shake their head and say, yeah, he shouldn't have said that, but I don't know how worked up they'd be. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the recall is going to be it. It doesn't take much to file paperwork for a recall. You do need money to get signatures, but...
I think that's
really what's going to happen.
It's a great test. It's the tough it out test. You know,
see what happens.
You know, Trump and Bill Clinton did that.
I wonder where he hides, because the Eagle Rock home is his city council home, but doesn't he have to live in the district?
He just has to have a home in the district? There's a lot of these guys who pull the scam. They have a home in their name in the district, but oftentimes they're hard to find.
They have
alternative housing.
They are jumping couch to couch.
I mean, their whole life is pulling a scam, and that's part of the scam, is to have a fake house in the district.
All right. When John Cobalt votes, he'll be voting for a LA County Board of Supervisor to replace Sheila Kuehl. I know you're going to be heartbroken because she's leaving, John.
I am heartbroken that both replacements are maybe more nuts than she is.
We're about to talk about one of them, Lindsay Horvath. Lindsay Horvath is on the West Hollywood City Council. This story is not a parody. It's appearing in LA Magazine. A listener forwarded it. It's by Ben Kowaler. And here's how it starts. At a meeting of the West Hollywood City Council, you might be surprised that this particular group of government officials now opens their assemblies with a boilerplate disclosure about the history of the land on which their city stands. You want to hear it?
Yes.
The West Hollywood City Council acknowledges that this land on which we gather, and that is currently known as the City of West Hollywood, is the occupied, unceded, seized territory of the Gabrielino Tongva and Gabrielino Kiz peoples. That's the message they read first when they begin their government
meetings. Well, why don't they give it back?
That's exactly what this writer says. Stop with your acknowledgments. Return the city to the Tongva people.
That's virtue signaling. Give up the land if you mean that.
they introduced the language in the summer of 2020. Oh, what was going on then? Oh my God, yeah, it was the reckoning, right? The great racial reckoning.
Yeah, yeah. God, I was somewhere where they did that, and I can't think of where it was. I was at some event in some place where.
Oh, they did the same thing. They read an acknowledgement about the land.
Yeah, it was something similar. An acknowledgement.
Was it? Must be on the west side.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I blocked it out.
He writes, since then, the summer of 2020, the body has taken steps to make amends with the descendants of the Native American tribes who lived on the land before it was incorporated into what is now the United States by returning West Hollywood to its rightful owners. But he was kidding. But he says that's what they should do. Instead, they have this toothless way to signal sympathy for a historically oppressed minority that doesn't require the doing of any actual good.
Right, and the real Tongva Indians are probably, do they have a reservation? Because not all the tribes have a reservation.
Good point he made was, how do we know for sure that the research is correct, that this was their land? Well, we don't know that.
Maybe
the research.
Maybe they chased somebody else off the land. We don't know.
That's true. They could have done that.
You know,
right?
there were a lot of wars between the tribes. They all killed each other, too, to some extent. Not as much as what the Europeans did. I mean, the Europeans did a full-blown genocide. But, you know, they weren't all that peaceful all the time. They had their issues with each other. And you don't know who's... I mean, this idea that the very first people who inhabit a land get it forever...
squatter's rights,
That just doesn't work with human nature. The history of human nature is nothing but invasions.
They actually have a policy guide in West Hollywood, a policy guide relating to land acknowledgments. And they wrote in it, land acknowledgments are small gestures and become meaningful when coupled with authentic relationships and informed action. What does that mean?
I think all the businesses should be forced to give up the land. All those wonderful bars and restaurants, it's like, out of there. You're illegally inhabiting somebody else's property.
He said that, he writes here, the population of indigenous people in West Hollywood is 0.35%.
There you go. What a bunch of phonies.
Then Mayor Lindsay Horvath, he was the mayor back in 2020, said acknowledgement is a simple, powerful way of showing recognition and respect.
No, it's weak and feeble. They always use words like, oh, it's very powerful. No, it's not powerful.
Words are powerful, John. It's like an apology.
It's just cheap symbolism.
Yeah, that's what he writes. Personally, I would not feel respected by a person who says, hey, I'm living on your land, but I'm not giving it back to you.
Imagine you came home.
He calls it the patronizing, romanticizing language of the policy guy.
Can you imagine if you came home and somebody else had taken your home, right? They took your land, different families living there.
But every day before dinner, they sat down at the table and acknowledged that they took your home, yes.
Do you know we say a
before
prayer?
We pray, let's acknowledge that we took the Cobalt house.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better. I'll just go and find another house.
Wouldn't it be funny if West Hollywood made a move to give back the whole city to the indigenous people?
I want to start a campaign to do that. Return West Hollywood to the Tongvas. And what's the other tribe? Was there two in there?
Yeah, there were. Let me see if it's the Gabrielino Tongva and the Gabrielino Kiz, K-I-Z-H peoples.
Okay,
spelled,
so that's
K-I-Z-H, Kiz.
So Gabrielino Tongva is one tribe.
That's right.
And Gabrielino Kiz. Who's Gabrielino?
It's Gabrielino.
Gabrielino.
I don't know. It must be some native tribes. And K-I-Z-H people. So K-I-Z-H. The two that they acknowledge.
All right. Well, they should be awarded the entire city.
They should put
city.
It on the ballot.
Yeah. There's reparations. How about reparations?
That's what everyone should do that believes this stuff, give back.
Everyone in West Hollywood should be forced to sell their homes. No, give their homes to both tribes. As
you
a
go back to Poland.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, even your mother's people came from Poland. We know your father came directly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the family hovel still exists on my dad's side.
All right, we are about to end the show, and when we do, well, it'll include the Moistline people around too. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Was there a better headline late yesterday than Elon Musk wants to lay off 75% of Twitter employees?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's a good start.
Got a lot of excess there.
Yeah.
Well, he says he's bitter. He thinks he overpaid for the company.
Oh, he did. He did.
Yeah.
They don't have that much revenue.
Yeah, and you know what? This social media, they can be such a fad. I heard that Snapchat really took a hit. Remember that was hot a few years ago, Snapchat?
It is. It's just a fashion that comes in and out. Anything governed by 16-year-old girls is not going to last long.
All right, we're going to go out the door, but before we do, we want you to hear another round of the Moistline people. They work hard at leaving their messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or calling the old Moist Line number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
This is the greatest moment in mathematical science. The John and Ken consumption of bovine ratio to hours of life of the average male consumer, specifically the focus group of half of John and Ken. I have to do this. I'm going to simulate this with Silk Code quantum computing, and this is going to be a life goal project.
This is how much beef you've eaten?
Council recording. Crazy conspiracy theory, but ever given the thought that it wasn't about the council people, it was more about this union guy that was there?
That's a speculation,
really,
yes.
The target and the council people were just collateral damage.
Maybe.
That's a possibility, but nobody seems to talk about the union guy no more.
Well, he quit.
So those two councilmen should not resign for two reasons. One, a person in this country should be able to make a mistake, say I'm sorry, and not have their life ruined. The second reason, can you imagine how hard these guys are going to work to redeem themselves?
This destruction of cities is by design.
Yeah, that water bottle story, that's disgusting. But I blame that employee that she needed to take that water bottle home. You can't leave that water bottle there at work after you leave. You put way too much faith in people around you and your coworkers. There are people out there that are nuts.
I don't know anyone who's gotten that gas rebate money yet. They said the stuff went out 2 weeks ago. Where's my money?
Now that Rick Caruso is starting to make a good show of it for mayor, I have no doubt that the entrenched Karen Bass is going to have her cheating machine working overtime.
It brings me great pleasure to announce that my COVID-19 emergency powers will be officially ending on February 28th, 2023. But it brings me even greater pleasure to announce that my avian flu emergency powers will be officially commencing on March 1st, 2023.
Someone needs to tell Liz Cheney and the rest of the January 6th committee, no one gives a f*** anymore, okay? Let it go. You know, it's so ridiculous. You guys tried to draw this out until the election and no one
she
really
lost
cares.
Too.
If De Leon and the other guy won't leave the city council, why doesn't the city controller just stop paying them? Don't give them their paychecks.
Kamala Harris is an idiot. Nobody wants electric school buses. I am a school bus driver. We do not want electric school buses.
She's excited.
When they catch fire, oh, forget it. You can't go uphill. You can't go far distances. They don't do well in the extreme heat. They don't do well in extreme cold. She's an idiot.
I took my own poll of what the American people think, okay? And it's corruption, because the corruption in your government is what drives everything, like the Federal Reserve, all of it. That's what they care about, the corruption. Because when you fix that, you fix everything else.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Imagine they asked Kamala Harris, what excites you the most in the Inflation Reduction Act? And she said, oh, the electric buses.
You
wow,
have that
very
clip?
Excited.
Eric?
That was yesterday we played it, I think.
But all right, go look for it. It's worth
it. That's what that
play.
Moistline caller is responding to, and that was a school bus driver who says they don't work.
But she, you know, she delivered her ode to electric school buses in her trademark, boy, I just sucked really hard on some really powerful pot.
Something else I was thinking
of.
What are you doing?
Is that her?
No.
I hear her voice. It's not coming over the air. Now what? Now what's happened?
It's because of what IT's been trying to figure out the last 2 hours.
Screwed up the phones and screwed up my connection and screwed up. Wow.
So, well, you got a triple crown there, huh?
It now is officially a triple crown.
Yeah.
The computers, the phones, and Ken.
We couldn't get Ken, couldn't get the phones. Now we can't get the audio.
Been a full circle Friday.
It has.
Right
Freaky
from beginning
Friday.
To end, from the first minute to the last minute.
I know.
It's been just a disaster.
But we got through it, though. Still a great show. And we remember it. Oh, here it is.
So you guys can hear it?
But no, I can't hear it. He can
hear
it.
I hear it.
Oh, Ken can hear it, but it's not going over the air. This is great.
Oh, that's what's happening. Sorry.
Or maybe it's going over the air.
I heard the reporter asking her the question, yeah. But I didn't hear Kamala Harris yet.
I'll play it for Ken. At least
no,
he can
I don't think
it.
That's going to help if it's not going. What a strange, and it's just strange the way this is working.
I'm
it's
thinking like, if somebody knocked over a soda into the control board.
It's just like everything's bizarre.
Yeah, everything's.
All right. Well, the Moist line will be back next week. You can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Is Conway here?
Are we not having the
Or did he malfunction too?
I haven't seen him. Crozier's going to look for him now, I guess.
I am not staying one extra minute, so it's the Eric show. It's the Duke of Sports. You're taking over.
Oh, okay. Well, we got the Celtics and Heat going on right now.
Oh, aren't the Yankees playing the Astros?
Baseball season's over, Ken.
Wow.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a fan that does not root for another team once my team is out.
Well, don't you still like to watch? No?
Yeah, sure, but it's basketball season now. Basketball's my favorite sport.
Right.
I can't watch the second game of the season. Who cares?
I
tune into basketball at Christmas when they play on Christmas
Day.
Isn't
this early to start the basketball season?
No, this is about regular.
This is right. Yeah. COVID changed things. Right. They got back on track this year. They usually start in mid to late October. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to go.
We're just leaving. Look. Oh, now he comes. Sure, yeah.
They were explaining to me that the station doesn't work.
It's pretty close to that.
You're in for it tonight.
Right.
So you can't take any calls, no phones.
Yeah, and the audio clips aren't playing.
Right. So they said that the station...
you got nothing.
Well, hold on, actually. Tim, you actually might be able to play audio because you play the audio off your computer
right. Okay, but... when I walked in here today, I saw the two faces you never want to see at KFI, the head engineer and the second head engineer. They're never here at this hour, ever.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, ever.
No, our plane went down right at 2:05.
I heard you trying to pull up a call, and somebody, who is it?
We made a guest on one of the propositions, but...
there was nothing there.
She could hear us, we couldn't hear her. But Ken's connection was...
That's what it was, yeah, exactly.
He was hearing echo upon echo.
Right.
Weird.
And I was astonished for the first time in the history of the John and Ken show, when the equipment wasn't working, you didn't get pissed, John. I couldn't believe that.
Because I've given up.
Okay. All right. But usually that's the best part of the show is when the equipment's not going and you lose it. And like when Steckler used to get pissed, my old partner, Doug Steckler, everybody still talks about it. Whenever I run into anybody in radio and they go, hey, was Steckler really that pissed all the time? That was 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it's happened so much that I folded my tent.
He's given up on everything.
I see. Okay. And now Rick Caruso, he's not white, he's not a Republican. Mm-hmm. He's not
No.
He's Latino and a Democrat.
Why did somebody say he is?
He said he's not a Republican. He says he's not white, and he says he's also anti-abortion, pro-abortion.
Right.
Yeah, pro-abortion, and I guess he just had a vasectomy, some kind of.
Oh, you don't think he's a guy anymore either?
I don't know. I don't know with this guy. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
There's really no way to prove that.
I don't know. It's really odd, though. I mean, I like the guy, and I know you guys like him as well. But when you say, look, he's been a country club Republican his whole life. I just find it strange.
People change.
That's right.
And all of this means what?
I don't know. It means
he's
we're
on
not,
your show tonight. We're going to talk about him.
That means we're having no guests on tonight.
I was going to say, might as well give up too.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to talk about the Metrolink or something. I don't know. Oh, the freeways. The freeways closing. We'll mention that.
Ding dong. Okay. All right. Just go ding dong for 4 hours.
That's right. Right. We got to figure out what's going to work here at 6. So you got to stay tuned.
All right.
Ding Dong. And then Crozier with the news. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.